This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
Well, the one, the only, Mike Cernovich, always with amazing information and cutting analysis, is going to be hosting in T-minus about 7 minutes. So get ready for Mike Cernovich. Please tell people to tune in. Please spread the streams, whether you're listening to us on local radio or listening to us, shortwave or on the internet. Whatever you do, keep spreading the word. You are the human potential against their AI system, using their AI against them. When you're conscious, you direct the AI, not the AI you. We use the machines, not the other way around. We do the hanging. Darren in Tennessee, another caller from the great state of Tennessee.
Great. Nice hey, job you're doing, Paulus.
Thank you.
I'll take three brief points. The first one, I learned yesterday, my boy's going to Afghanistan. He's in the 82nd Airborne. And there's a lot of things that the military is charging soldiers nowadays that used to be free, like meals, $300 a month, and then a lot of times they don't get to eat it. A lot of expenses they had to pay for things they need going to Afghanistan at the last minute. But I learned yesterday that when they go there, there's no phone service. But to get the meager third world level Wi-Fi they have there to be able to speak at home, they're paying $50 a month at Bragg, and they split it up amongst themselves to make it cheaper. It's going to be nearly $100 a man there, and they have it set up so that you can't share it between soldiers. Only one person can pay. It's nearly, like I said, nearly $100 a head.
Yeah, Trump needs to know about that. That's clearly a way, like the company store we were talking about, to rip off soldiers.
Well, I looked up last night. Hughes is the one that has this contract.
Who does?
They're using Hughes.
Oh, Hughes Electronics. Okay.
I have it right here. And I tried to call them.
Hughes has been the CIA since the 50s.
Well, listen to this, Alex. They're also subcontracting with this little company outside of Detroit. They call it Avcostat. And there's a gentleman named Saad Hajir that's the president of this company. It's only got 12 people, including himself. They make $2.5 million a year. This guy is also, he went to the University of Bahrain, College of Engineering.
Of course.
He's a communications man that speaks. He's also involved now with a little college outside of Detroit. Mostly Arabic kids and
yeah, I mean, when I say Muslims are taking over Hollywood, that's in the news that Saudi Arabia is buying it up and that the Chinese are as well. And that everywhere I turn around, the Federal Reserve or in school lunch programs, it's rich Muslims getting government contracts. And they ought to be citizens if they're going to get it. I mean, if somebody's a U.S. citizen and a Muslim, fine, let them have a contract. I'm a free market guy, but not when they just come here to basically take over. That's the kind of thing you want to write up in an article and post to the internet so more people learn about it. Very interesting.
Okay, my second point, now that you mentioned it, speaking to the IRS, that was a great job, Dr. Jerome Corsi, putting that out, how they stole the money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and got away with it. And now I'm a retired firefighter on disability. I served 16 and a half years in the city outside of Fort Lauderdale. And one of the things when we get our disability, we took a huge cut and, our benefit, which we paid into. The IRS is now offsetting our meager raises that we get, our cost of living increase. That's been, established in case law that's not garnishable, that's not deductible, that's not taxable. However, the IRS has begun every single year that I get, and it doesn't happen, Obama cut that out several years where there was no cost of living increase, but every time I get one now, they take the entire amount. They subsidize themselves with our cost of living increase. That's another story that I think needs to get out.
I know, brother, and people should all be conscious of that and aware of that. Everywhere you are, don't be complainers. Just demand free market. Hey, I demand competition. If what you're getting is at the lowest price And you're not allowed to have competition. It's a scam. If it's the lowest price and works good, you know somebody did a good job. And then if you're in a government job, how are you going to complain? But if it isn't a good deal, you demand quality. That's how we drain the swamp. All right, we'll be back. I'm going to introduce Mike Cernovich straight ahead. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Mike Cernovich has got a powerful meme factory going with his small, intrepid team that I've seen all over the news, having a great effect. The image of the plug being pulled on CNN. I love the one where Trump's eyes flash white and the Nazi symbol / CNN blows up. But we're not wishing any real violence here. This is metaphorical of, you know, taking down a condemned building. I don't just say this for effect. You look at their ratings. You look at how their own brethren in fake news, Washington Post, others, are turning on them. CNN, I think you can say 7/7/17 is the day we can say for a fact, dead on arrival, CNN has given up the ghost. CNN is no longer with us. CNN is dead. Now, it's like Weekend at Bernie's, Weekend at Zucker's, at Zucky's. They're still going to prop it up, and then the guts are going to blow it up and then spill out. There's going to be maggots pouring out the ears, and you know, crows are going to pull eyeballs out, and it's going to smell really bad. And that's pretty much, we kind of found out they've been dead for a while. Now it's like, whoa, it's like a bloated body. You've been at the bottom of the ocean for a week, and it kind of comes up, and then, you know, it's just disgusting. And I don't mean to use gross analogies, but, I mean, they've already got fifth stringers on there. I love Laura Lerner tweeted out, maybe go to her tweet with one of the CNN hosts. The guy looks like Humpty Dumpty and said, I don't even know this is a real baby you're supposedly holding to show how you're human. It's probably fake. It probably is. I mean, you can't believe anything out of known liars. That's why they said the sky was blue. We'd have to question it. They said babies were being thrown out of incubators again in Iraq. They've been caught lying once. I'd say, well, maybe it isn't true. If it turns out it is true, I'm not against the families that lost their babies. Known liars reported it. If it turns out to be true, we'll say it's sad. If it isn't, you know. But again, the babies were not thrown out of incubators. So that's how all this works. They're known liars we have to question. So taking over is Mike Cernovich, and author, researcher. We'll put his websites up on screen for TV viewers. Mike, do you agree with me, or maybe it was a few months ago, but we kind of found the body in the woods now, that CNN can be declared dead at this point?
Well, I sent in some great ratings information to your wonderful production team. Let's compare Paul Joseph Watson's YouTube videos to the top rated shows on CNN side by side. We'll just let the numbers do the talk. CNN would kill to get the audience that Paul Joseph Watson has for every video. For every video PJW does, Paul the Great does, he is by far bigger than anybody. So Jeff Giese put up a tweet which was really good, and I sent out that they had it. You can compare on the one side CNN's ratings, you know, 700,000 people watch them, and then Paul Joseph Watson, 3, 4, 5 million people watch his videos.
You know, we should really do this professionally with the graphics and everything. I've meant to do this, but we kind of don't want to brag. You don't want to brag, but we should show like we did. Megyn Kelly had 3.3 million viewers. Now it's even less the week after. And then you had videos over 11 million just talking about it, two or three of them. We had even more than that. All together, not even counting the radio show and everything else, like something like 20-something million views of us talking about her. No wonder she got destroyed. No one wants to tune in. She just advertised herself as a globalist, not even as a fake Fox News person. So, of course, they're saying she's going to be basically removed soon. It's not that we're that good, they're that bad. The average Watson video, if you combine Facebook and YouTube, has about 3 million views. Well, there aren't even shows on CNN with 3 million views. That's what I mean. But despite that, Don Lemon and people think they're powerful, and now reruns of Yogi Bear, that's up on InfoWars.com with the Nielsen ratings, are beating CNN. This despite the fact it's force-fed, low on the cable dial, force-fed in hospitals and in waiting rooms and in government offices and in airports. As you've said, it's time to remove this detritus from the airports.
Yeah, and especially from the schools, actually. We broke the story, I think, last week. I have to write it up. I've been so busy. There's so much going on. But I heard from parents across the country that their children in grade school, third, fourth, fifth grade, they're forced to watch 20 minutes a day. They can't do homework during it. They have to watch it. So this is a really big story that we need to build up and develop.
All right, well, I want to get out of here because I'm going to talk over you if I don't. But I love having you on the show. We're getting close to launching your transmission, but just so much happening. I'm really worried, though. We're getting overconfident, myself included. They're going to strike back. I'm worried about them launching a false flag on themselves like you and Laura and others are. They keep saying we're trying to call for violence, even though all our memes are clearly jokes. So what do you think they're going to do? Because you know they try to say nobody wants to shake Trump's hand. That's all made up. They just keep trying to say, like, we're not the cool kids, when everybody knows they're the most uncool kids in the world. I haven't seen memes that are pro-CNN. I haven't seen support for CNN other than weird bot echo chamber weirdos, many of which aren't even real people on Twitter and Facebook, that just keep trying to demoralize us saying, you're losing, you're a joke, you're a failure. It's like Tokyo Rose. We've already dropped little boy and fat man on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We've just killed 10 million Japanese. We don't want to do it. They're still broadcasting that they beat us and that the Japanese have entered the capital in D.C. and killed President Truman. They're announcing they've taken D.C. when we're dropping A-bombs on their heads.
Yeah, the same thing is true of during the election. Nobody was doing memes for Hillary. Nobody's doing memes for CNN. They don't have any organic, natural support from the people of any age. That's why they have to indoctrinate people. So in terms of the false flag, actually, Foreign Policy, which is basically owned by the Council of Foreign Relations, they're doing a hit job on me. They're actually planning it now. And I'll show the DMs once the hit article appears. So I've got intelligence that the Council on Foreign Relations are really angry at the national security reporting I've been doing about McMaster's. So they sent a journalist from Foreign Policy after me to write about me and cry about me and use anonymous sources to make stuff up. So there's already a false flag going to come on me, a false flag hit article from Foreign Policy, which is the mouthpiece of the Council on Foreign Relations.
They got real upset just a few weeks ago when you were pointing stuff out, because they hate it that we're pointing out they're burrowed into the White House and we're going to remove these ticks.
Yeah, and that's exactly what is going on. They go, well, I'm hearing from sources that they don't like your article. So I asked this person, a journalist, and I go, why are you working as their PR agents? Why don't you tell your sources to come to me? If they got a problem with me, come talk to me. Get my face. But that's not how they work. So all these people in the media, oh, we're journalists and we're spreading the truth and everything. They're nothing.
And that's like it scares us when they go, you know, big people don't like what you're doing. Oh, really? You mean I'm in a big boy game? I'm so scared. Oh.
Yeah, and they haven't figured it out yet. I want a hit job.
We're coming after them. We want the enemy to open up on us politically because they're the enemy. We want everyone to know the enemy hates us. It's a celebration.
Exactly. But they don't get it, and that is why they keep losing us. Another hit job. They do a hit job.
In fact, I'm jealous. I want more hit jobs. I want more. I want more.
Yeah, it gets boring. It gets boring when
more.
I wake up.
More! All you got's Megyn Kelly? All you got's that idiot at CNN who lost his job too? Bring me more!
Yeah, Reza, Megyn Kelly, Kathy Griffin, and CNN threatening to dox somebody. So what we're doing now, we are forced, and this is where you said you and I have to be careful, you're right. We have the enemy making a lot of mistakes because they're all stressed out. They're nowhere scrutinizing.
Well, they're a bunch of thugs. They had to hire cowards and sellouts to begin with who tend to be mentally ill narcissists. So they're so delusional that they think they're always winning even when they're losing. So they keep doubling down.
Exactly. So what we have to do is we have to keep hitting them hard, but we definitely have to be careful. We have to avoid that we don't get roofied by deep state. You know, they'll put stuff in our drinks if we're not careful.
Sex operatives.
Yeah, you got to be real careful. So whenever I'm out now, I'll never go more than like in half an hour without texting or tweeting somebody. That way, if, you know, that's how you can tell that, you know, they're not able to kidnap me or roofie me or get me while I'm hiking the trail or something like that. We have to be very, very vigilant.
I'm telling you, it's a whole new ball game, my friend. Where do you expect them to go from here, though?
Well, they're trying to get us banned from social media. So, for example, that Linda Sarsour did a video where she said, I support jihad and we must wage a jihad against Trump. So all I did was took that video and added subtitles and captions. And they're trying to get me banned from social media because I'm inciting harassment. Well, wait, how am I inciting harassment?
Yeah, she gets hundreds of millions of Soros money to put women in hijabs and be in USA Today saying, wear your hijab for feminism. She's saying, I am wanting jihad against the Trumpy. And we're like, hey, this is BS. And then you're the bad guy.
Yeah, and I didn't even say it was BS. All I did was said, here's the video, watch for yourself. So what the fake news is trying to make it sound like real journalism doing actual reporting. And now we're inciting terrorism. They tried that with the KFOG guy, too. You know, he threatens to dox somebody. We report on it. And then they want to say, oh, you guys are really just trying to incite harassment and yada, yada.
Yeah, and I love how they're just going to all get together and throw more money at fighting us. All that does is get us bigger. And I don't say that to make it sound positive. It's true. They don't understand. Everyone hates them. New World Order media is like a restaurant where everybody gets leprosy, food poisoning, and AIDS. No one's ever going in there. It's not like one or two people got AIDS eating at your restaurant. They're all basically politically dying. You people are the scourge of the earth. You are the hated anathema filth. You are the greatest trash joke nerds. Hollywood's a joke. It's all falling. All they've got is little kids still thinking Hollywood's cool. Cernovich, take over. Thanks for hosting.
Yeah, I mean, well, even the Harvard Business Review has a new article, The Truth About Globalization. I actually had to get
money. And it admits it's collapsing. It shows a globe, a beach ball globe that's deflated.
Yeah. So
where did I hear that first?
Yeah. They're freaking out and they're talking about how media sentiment is soured and everything like that. They're freaking out. Harvard Business Review, Council of Foreign Relations.
Oh, they're now inventing the Democratic Party's over. They're now turning on themselves. I mean, this is delicious.
Yeah, it's an incredible amount of fun for us. I mean, that's what I always tell these people is I go, all you have to do I look tired?
Get into the fight. Make it exciting. And that's the thing. We're not putting a good face on this. The enemy is melting down worse than we thought. But the empire will strike back.
Yeah, and we do this
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We want your soul.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
More facts, more fears,
And we're back. Mike Cernovich, Facebook.com / Mike Cernovich, bringing you Fake News Watch. We've had a lot of fake news come up in the day, and I love it when we get fake news in the mainstream media because it puts them on their back foot. So let's focus on one set of fake news, and I'll kind of tee it up, and then they have a great video. Production team has a great video, and we'll watch that. But as you know, if Alex Jones one day said he had turkey for lunch, and then a reporter goes, well, actually, he had chicken. Fake news, you can't trust anything, right? Let us get one thing wrong ever, and they try for our entire lives to follow that. Well, he said one time in 2011, this one thing, and it was wrong. These people, though, they're getting it wrong every day. So let's use a recent example. As we know, 17 agencies did not say Russia and Trump colluded. We all know this is a fact, okay? But if you go to the ironically titled PolitiFact, they go, well, you know, we said in an article that all 17 intelligence agencies found collusion. Well, now it's only really 4, but it doesn't really matter, right? I mean, it could be 17. We said 17 because we thought that was more damaging. But now that that's wrong, and it's only 4, well, it doesn't really matter because, you know, So they are admitting that they do not pay scrupulous attention to the facts. 2 more people in the fake news media spread that same lie, and I can't even keep track. I'm going to have to hire an intern to just monitor the fake news because it's so much every day. Very fake news, Jim Acosta, who is screaming that his pen tweet says we are fake or we are real news. He claimed that 17 intelligence agencies found collusion between Trump and Russia. Well, that's fake. He didn't apologize. He didn't come forward. He didn't say, I got that wrong. Katie Tour of NBC tweeted out 17 agencies. It is 17, Mr. President. It is 17 agencies, Mr. President. It was only 4. She deleted her tweet. She hasn't apologized. She has an issue of retraction. NBC has an issue of retraction. CNN has an issue of retraction. PolitiFact said, well, I mean, we got it wrong. It was only 4, but not 17. But it doesn't matter anyway because something, 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 you know, hope you have a goldfish memory and you just forget about what you said. But so that's the fake news every day. So they have to go back years to find anything that I got wrong. They have to go back years to find anything that Alex Jones got wrong. But then they act like that's all we do, even though we give real news 99.99999% of the time. Occasionally, but then when we apologize, they treat us like we're the bad guys, right? When we actually say, well, you know, that story went off the rails, that's why I don't talk about it anymore. Then they go, oh, see, they admit they spread fake news. We actually know we're real news because we're correcting ourselves. So Jim Acosta has not apologized for that fake article. Neither has Katie Tour. PolitiFact hasn't apologized. So speaking of Jim Acosta, we have a great video on him. Let's load that up and watch that.
And say you think it was Russia. Your intelligence agencies have been far more definitive. They say it was Russia. Why won't you agree with them
Let me just start off by saying I heard it was 17 agencies. I said, boy, that's a lot. Do we even have that many intelligence agencies, right? Let's check it. And we did some very heavy research. It turned out to be 3 or 4. It wasn't 17. And many of your compatriots had to change their reporting, and they had to apologize, and they had to correct. Now, with that being said, mistakes have been made. I agree. I think it was Russia, but I think it was probably other people and or countries, and I see nothing wrong with that statement.
When he said, well, I keep hearing it's 17 intelligence agencies that say Russia meddled in the election, I think it's only 3 or 4. Where does that number come from? Where is this 3 or 4 number come from? My suspicion,
amazing,
Chris and Poppy, is that if we go to the administration,
right?
And Jim ask Acosta, them this question, I'm not so sure.
Says, we are real news, Mr. President. Tweeted out, or you know, that's his pen tweet, and he goes, we got Trump again. We got him again. And this is the great thing. We now have CNN on the run. He's making dumb mistakes. They think, oh, we got Trump again. We got Trump busted this time. They're drunk with power, and they're making a lot of mistakes, and that is why we have to keep pushing the advantage. That is why we got to keep going hard every day, because Jim Acosta is going to want to correct you, right? They're so quick to correct you, and they're so drunk with power, and they're so unaccountable, and they're used to nobody ever calling them out, and for them not fact-checking, that they don't understand what's going on. Speaking of Jim Acosta, there's more about him. More fake news about Jim Acosta. He lied to the public a couple weeks ago. We're going to cover that again right after the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
Glad to tell you guys and gals listening at home that May 4th is finally back on stock. When I came in to visit, I was trying to get some for myself because I do use the products that I talk about, otherwise I wouldn't talk about them. And DNA Forest, they told me it was out of stock, and I met with I'm not going to tell you who, but I met with the people who are responsible for distribution, and they said it's so hard to keep it in stock because of the raw ingredients, and when you run out of the raw ingredients and the formulations are kept a certain way, then you run out, and it costs a lot of money to produce. It's a very, very valuable product, very, very healthy for your body, has antioxidants, it makes people feel so much better. So I'm glad that it's back in stock because I need to get some for myself. And I do believe it's 20% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com, DNA Force. It is 20% off. Okay, I'm seeing it on screen. So, yeah, it is 20% off. It's finally back in stock. That one is a great product, especially, too, for the people here who, you know, I don't want to call anybody old, but for the people, you know, say on the other side of maybe 40, This is when products like these are especially helpful, very, very powerful stuff. So I'm glad to announce that that's back in stock. And you know what else is back in stock? Jim Acosta. It's my hobby. I could never get enough of beating up Jim Acosta. It never gets old to me. It never stops being fun, making fun of CNN. So Jim Acosta, we saw yesterday, claimed, Trump said that it was only three or four intelligence agencies who found collusion. It was really 17 and So he lied. But he actually fabricated a source. And this was to make Trump look bad. So I'll take you back to when Congressman Scalise was shot. He was shot. And then very fake news, Jim Acosta tweeted out, Donald Trump did not meet him in the hospital, according to an official source. This is his exact tweet. White House official on Trump visit. President Trump did not meet with Scalise and did not go to the room where he was being treated. What a monster Trump is. What a terrible person. Very fake news, Jim Acosta has a White House official as a source. Well, it was fake. It actually, that is a complete and total fabrication. That was a complete and total lie. Trump had visited him. And then here's how very fake news Jim Acosta tried to weasel his way out. He goes, well, I was just quoting the press, right? But that's not, so he first said, White House official says Trump didn't visit Scalise, didn't go into his room. And then people go, actually, that's a lie. You're a fraud, dude. That isn't what happened. Trump did go in there. And then Acosta goes, oh, well, I was only quoting the White House press pool. Well, wait a minute, Jim. You're dealing with the lawyer here. I'm a lawyer and a journalist. You think I'm just going to let you get away with that kind of BS? You think that I can't keep track of what you just said 5 minutes ago, Jim? You're not dealing with the low IQ idiots you deal with on a normal basis at CNN. You're dealing with the lawyer. So, Jim, your tweet said, White House official, quote. So you can't blame another press pool. The press pool is not a White House official. So that's what Jim Acosta does. That's how fake he is. He fabricated a source. That is journalistic fraud. That is unethical journalism. The highest, of course, he wasn't fired. Right? Of course, he wasn't fired from CNN, even though he made up a source. And then he goes, got it from the press pool. No, Jim. You made up a source. You are a fraud. You are very fake news. He was never fired. The only reason, a lot of people don't know this, the only reason those three journalists at CNN were fired for lying about Scaramucci, or Mooch as his friends call him, is because he was going to sue him for $100 million. He was going to sue CNN into bankruptcy, because Scaramucci has been very successful, private equity, done a lot of real estate deals, has the money to take on CNN. He goes, fine, I'm going to see $100 million. Jeff Zucker freaked out. Oh, my God. We got to do something. That's the only reason they got fired. They didn't get fired because CNN has ethics or integrity or because they cared. They got fired because they committed fabrication. And let's talk about the three journalists who got fired. One of them had won a Pulitzer Prize. One of them had been nominated for Pulitzer. They'd come from the New York Times, very prestigious people. That's how fake the whole media industrial complex is, or the media pharma complex, as I call it. I've said that if you work for CNN or the New York Times or Washington Post, here's your legacy. You bully people who don't have the means to take you on, and you shill products for big pharma. That's your legacy. You watched All the President's Men. You thought you're going to be Woodward and Bernstein. Nope. You are a shill for Big Pharma. That's your only reason you exist. Your only legacy will be bullying people and selling drugs to Big Pharma. So think about that. I mean, if Scaramucci had not had the money it took to sue CNN, if he was just a regular person, they'd destroy his life. Just like CNN tried to destroy the life of that Reddit user, where some people said the guy was 15, other people said he's middle-aged. It doesn't really matter. The guy's a private citizen. CNN sent four private investigators to scour his Reddit, Facebook, to call his family, harass his friends. That's what they would do to you. They would crush everybody listening here. If they knew your name, if you're listening right now, or if you're watching on Periscope or YouTube or Facebook or Infowars.com, if they got a hold of your name, they would destroy your life. CNN. But CNN is the bullying victim. They are valued at $20 billion. There's a merger, a proposed merger right now, as if concentration of media ownership isn't a big enough problem, right? As if it's already not a big enough problem that six corporations control 90% of media. AT&T and Time Warner are going to merge. CNN and that merger is being valued at $20 million. This year's profits alone at CNN estimated to be $1 billion. You sure make a lot more money selling drugs people don't need to cure diseases that polluted water cause than you do being honest and truthful. That's why I love when they did a hate article on Alex recently. They go, oh, he sells supplements, even though you can buy the same supplements at Sprouts and Trader Joe's and Whole Foods and everything, and water filters you can buy everywhere on Amazon. But somehow it's bad for Alex Jones to sell great products like DNA Force that help people feel better, that help detoxify the body from this very polluted world. Somehow it's a problem to have InfowarsLife.com and sell people products. That's bad. That you're shilling. How dare you sell supplements to people? How dare you? But hey, why don't you take this big drug? And why don't you take that drug? And why don't you take this other drug that will never cure you because Big Pharma doesn't want to cure diseases? They instead want to treat, and of course, a lot of it, statins have been shown to actually cause heart attacks. So a lot of these drugs, and where's the retraction? Where's the investigative journalism into statins, S-T-A-T-I-N-S? It has now been proven that not only are statins not effective for the vast majority of people, most of the studies were fabricated or used out of context, but for many people, it can cause heart attacks. Wouldn't a real journalist do an expose on that? Where's the CNN feature story? Statins, are they really giving you a heart attack? Where's that big special on CNN? Statins, they could kill you, man. Well, they're never going to do that. That's how fake these people are. They try to act like they are betters, that they are superiors intellectually, morally, when all they do is shill drugs that are bad for people. Are they going to apologize for that fake news now? For all those advertisements that they shared and all those checks they cashed where they shilled for statins, which we now know are harmful for the vast majority of people, are they going to issue a retraction? Are they going to give that money back? Are they going to say, well, we took all those billions of dollars in advertising. We're feeling kind of bad, you know. Maybe we shouldn't have done it. So why do people treat CNN like anything other than what it is? A multinational $20 billion corporate conglomerate. That's all it is. If you work for CNN or the Washington Post or the New York Times, which is owned by Carlos Slim, Washington Post owned by Jeff Bezos, which, you know, I shop a lot at Amazon, so I'm always conflicted, but I love Amazon. So, you know, Bezos, he gives a lot of money for me in Amazon, but I don't subscribe to the Washington Post. The point is, though, the Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos, who's a billionaire. The New York Times is owned by Carlos Slim. Oh, not really owned. PolitiFact. Let's apply the PolitiFact logic to my statement. I'll often say the New York Times is owned by Carlos Slim. And people go, how dare you say he owns it? He's only the largest shareholder who owns 18% or one-fifth of the company. How dare you call him the owner, though, right? They really, that is how this fake news machinery works. They will nitpick everything we say and not give us any margin for hyperbole, any margin for kind of like getting the gist of it right. They won't go, well, you know, they'll go PolitiFact, fact check. Mike Cernovich claimed on InfoWars that Carlos Slim's on the New York Times. False. Four Pinocchios. Liar, liar, pants on fire. He's not the owner. And then they'll bury it in their little analysis. Well, he's the largest shareholder at 17.5%. Or 18% or whatever, one-fifth of the company. So that'll be buried. The headline, though, will say Cernovich lied. But then when PolitiFact themselves go, well, 17 intelligence agencies said that Trump and Russia colluded, and it was really only four, they're going to go, well, I mean, the gist of it was right. the gist of that. I mean, it wasn't 17. We said it was 17. It wasn't. And we're here to tell you that facts matter, and we're tired of the alternative facts coming from the pro-Trump media universe. Facts matter. Well, if facts matter, and you claim 17 intelligence organizations found collusion, and it was only 4, then you have spread an alternative fact. You have spread a false fact. Own it. But then they go, well, no, it was 4. We said 17, but the gist of it is true. The gist is that, you know, da-da-da-da-da. That's why they're losing, too. I mean, let's look at the ratings right now, you know, because this is why I'm optimistic. Look at me. Do I look tired? I worked every day. I work every day. Do you see me looking? I took my daughter for a 4-mile hike. She's like 20 pounds. First thing in the morning, you know, 6:30 in the morning, I'm hiking her, you know. Oh, it was really only 7:15 in the morning. You know, that's what the fake news media will do. They're like, well, Cernovich claims, you know, he hiked his daughter at 6:30, but according to the Instagram timestamp, it was actually 7:18 p.m., and he said 4 miles, but it was actually 3.973, so, you know, fake news, 4 Pinocchios, liar, liar, pants on fire, but really got him. Oh, but if we said 17 agencies, you know, determined collusion, but it was only 4, hey, man, chill out, bro. Give us the benefit of the doubt. No, you got to apply the same standard to everybody. The reason I feel so good, though, just like, because I don't take drugs. Megyn Kelly tried to accuse Alex Jones of taking drugs. That's how, because they have no soul. If you're Megyn Kelly, you know, because I've been to the InfoWars people. Everybody enjoys their jobs. Don't get me wrong. A job's a job, even if you have a dream job at InfoWars. And my job is a dream job. I mean, you're still tired. You still have to deal with BS. It's not like there's no Shangri-La on this world or the next, right? But the energy at InfoWars is contagious, is palpable. People enjoy what they're doing. They can't. They go, everybody must be on drugs. Because Megyn Kelly, her heart isn't into what she's doing. She knows every day that she wakes up and shaves her face and puts on the eyeliner. She knows that she's a liar and that she's going to have to. And that doesn't feel good unless you're a true sociopath. Which I don't think Megan's a true sociopath. I mean, she's like borderline. She's got a look, and as she's shaving, you know, her face every day in the morning, she's thinking to herself, you know, I got to look these people in the eye and lie to them. I got to lie to these people today. I got to just make things up. I have to shill for warmongers. I have to shill for warmongers. I have to shill for globalists. I have to shill for people who want to murder children and for child traffickers. She's got to chill for pedophiles. That's her. So, of course, she has no energy. She probably has to take a beta blocker and all kinds of drugs. Because how do you look people in the eye knowing that you're defending pedophiles? You're defending warmongers. You're defending child sex traffickers. You're defending the Saudis. You're defending people like John Podesta. That's your job? We must all be on drugs because we feel so, you know, good all the time. But I'll tell you why we feel good and why everybody listening should be optimistic about the future and why we are grateful for you. All rolled into one, side by side. Paul Joseph Watson video versus CNN ratings. The highest rated person on CNN is Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper does around 900,000 for his best show, right? Best show, and that is not real ratings because they play in the airport. If you got CNN kicked out of the airports and kicked out of our public schools, they would have maybe 100,000 viewers. So once you factor in Paul's Facebook and factor in Paul's YouTube, 3 million views a day. These are just brand new videos of Paul, 713,000, 400,000, 451,000, 700,000, 600,000. And these aren't his Twitter views. Paul's Twitter is doing like 250 million views a month, right? So his videos are doing millions of views on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, consistently. I had a video going after CNN, a meme compilation. It's already reached 10 million people. We have a screen cap from the Facebook because the fake news media is going to be like, well, BS, baloney, you know, liars. 10 million viewers. I'll see if I can pull up the screen cap here on my phone or whatever and show you guys. So my Facebook.com/Mike Cernovich, we post a lot of videos there and you know, great memes and other kind of stuff. So I'll show you. It has done 4.2 million views already, and it's reached over 10 million people. I mean, they can call me. You know, they can throw a fit all they want. You can look at the analytics. So one video alone, 4.2 million views, has reached 10,041,000 people. My videos for 1 week alone, Facebook.com/Mike Cernovich, 10,247,000. Over 10 million views from Facebook. 16,698,000 people reached on my Facebook, right? That is why they're freaking out. They don't do ratings like that at CNN. And Paul's Facebook probably way bigger than mine. I don't have his analytics. But, I mean, Paul's owns the video space, right? So Paul Joseph Watson, Paul the Great, his Facebook is killing it. His Twitter is killing it. His YouTube is killing it. That is why I'm optimistic, and that is why I want to thank everybody here. A lot of you, you can support the show, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, buying the products, the toothpaste, the sunscreen for the summer, the DNA Force is great for you. But not everybody wants the products or can use the products in times of tight. Hey, you can share links. If all you did, if all everybody did was share the links, the InfoWars would be 10 times bigger than it was. Everybody would get 10 times bigger. So you can always join the InfoWar. You can get the great products, use the great products, or you can just share the links every day of your life and increase the level of consciousness of the world.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
Final segment, we're going to talk about some, you know, we win, but the fight is on every day. Very disturbing news coming out of the State Department. A key official in the State Department, and we've talked about this before, by the way. I broke a story with Alex, I believe, a week ago. We talked about Rex Tillerson, Margaret Petterlin, and Brian Hook, and how they're trying to take the State Department and completely frustrate the American First policy goals. They want to turn it into another, you know, deep state operation. So there's now a McCain-Schill, very, very high-level position, given to the State Department. That story just broke earlier today. Reason.com has the article, and you know they're pulling it up right now. So this guy is, I mean, John McCain is, as you know, one of the worst people in the Senate, maybe the worst in terms of pure evil of senators of all time. Probably the most evil senator of all time, and Hillary Clinton. John McCain would be number two. I mean, he might be number one. There are pictures of him with ISIS and all kinds of terrorist founders. He, you know, bomb Iran. He was trying to sing a song about, you know, bombing people and murdering civilians and things like that. There's footage of that everywhere you want to go. He's just a ball of rage, and he's actually gone senile now. I've heard from exclusive reports that he's no longer himself, so to speak. And of course, we saw that clip of him during the, well, I believe it was the Comey hearing. One of the hearings, he showed the dementia setting in, where he couldn't form a coherent sentence, couldn't form a coherent thought. He blamed it on staying up late watching the Arizona Diamondbacks. So, yeah, John McCain, we can report, is having severe health problems. Early onset Alzheimer's is what I've heard. So I'm trying to get a hold of medical records, of course. But just like you know, we had Hillary with Parkinson's, the fake news media say, oh, you know, how dare you say that? No, he has dementia for sure. So we are calling on John McCain to release his health records. He was, the media made him release it during the presidential campaign. Because remember, health records were not off. Here we go. Concerns about John McCain's health after Comey hearing. He's utterly incoherent. He does have Alzheimer's disease. And as we know, when he ran for president against Obama, hey, man, health was on limits. Everybody in the media demanded to see his medical records. But then when we asked for Hillary Clinton's records, no, what are you doing? You can't ask for health records. How dare you? So that's what the fake news media is going to say now. They're going to say, oh, Cernovich claimed that John McCain has Alzheimer's. Well, you can't say that. You can't show the health records. The same people who 8 years ago were demanding to see McCain's records are now going to say we can't look at them anymore. Isn't that interesting how that works? How they change the rules to fit whatever they want to do. They have no integrity. That is why people don't trust the fake news media. That is why people don't trust CNN, New York Times, WAPO. And that is why, you know, the Harvard Business Review has to do a whole special. They're freaking out. You know, I feel bad. I gave $20 to a globalist war machine. I'm going to have to – you know how Al Gore – offsets his purchases with like carbon credits, even though that's a scam. Don't get me down that, you know, rabbit hole right now. But whenever this was 1895, so whenever I give 1895 to a globalist organization, then I go to Infowarsstore.com and I have to buy a product or something to offset. It's like the right wing offset, right? We need to offset all of our bad purchases with good ones. So yeah, McCain's having problems. The globalists are freaking out. There's going to be a big CFR-sponsored hit piece on me. There's actually somebody who monitors every transmission on InfoWars who works with an intelligence agency. I'm not going to tell you which one because I'm not going to have my source. We are being monitored. We are being watched. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to Facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. Facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. Find us there. I'm going to be here every Friday. I'm going to be here every day soon. Thanks, everybody.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.